Today is Tuesday, February 11th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Oh, another day, another dollar. I feel like I want to check out of political life, but now that I'm in political life, I don't feel like I can check out of political life. And on Twitter, I follow all these people. I followed all these people that repost political things and, you know, just do a lot of political rambling and whatever else. And I don't even know who it was, but I was looking on Twitter and somebody was posting, and I guess I'll preface this by saying there are people who think I have a crush on Pete Buttigieg, but I don't. But I was just watching him speak, and I think that he is very inspirational in his speaking, like a Barack Obama or a Bill Clinton, or, you know, very presidential. And I know that there's a lot more to being a president than being presidential, but I feel like I'm just starved for presidential type people, you know, who really, I don't know, who can really give a good speech and inspire people and all that kind of stuff. And I also feel like he's moderate, and I do consider myself to be a liberal, but I'm probably closer to a moderate liberal than a far left liberal. Although there are some things, I mean, I do want everyone to have access to healthcare. I that's a big thing. That's a big socialist thing, apparently. But anyway, so I don't know. I'm probably in between moderate and far. I'm not sure exactly where on the spectrum I am, but I think for electability, though, someone who's more moderate is going to have a better chance of winning. And I've just been watching Pete Buttigieg and like everything that he's been saying. And so I made a comment on Twitter that, you know, that I really found him inspirational in seeing, you know, his response. Some lady said in the Iowa caucuses that she wanted to get her card back. She had originally given her card for Pete, for Mayor Pete. And then when someone told her he was gay, she's like, oh, can I get my card back? And someone who was interviewing him said, you know, what would you say to that woman? And I don't remember exactly what he said, but he said something along the lines of, I would want her to know that should I be elected president, I will be her president as well. No matter what she thinks about me, I'm going to fight for her or whatever. I mean, it was very inspirational, and, you know, I'm sure it's very practiced and whatever. Anyway, someone on Twitter was like, so I posted on Twitter that I found him inspirational or something like that. And someone on Twitter said that I have a crush on Pete Buttigieg. But anyway, it doesn't matter. So I will vote for anyone. I'm a blue no matter who person now, because I want to get Trump out of office no matter what. I mean, an eggplant emoji could run for the president right now as a Democrat, and I would vote for the emoji over Trump. But, and you know, I don't know, Mike Bloomberg might have a better shot, because I think, you know, he has more political experience probably than Pete, and he has a lot of money, so he can pay for all the ads and stuff, but he's super moderate, and I don't know, a lot of people are not liking him because they're like, oh, he's buying the election. And I don't think you should be able to buy an election, but I do want whoever who gets the nomination to be able to actually beat Donald Trump, whoever that is. And I feel like Bernie Sanders, the problem is going to be, though, I feel like just like in 2016, the Bernie Sanders followers are so fanatical that I feel like they, if Bernie doesn't win the nomination, they will just not vote, or they'll vote for a third party like happened in 2016. I feel like that'll happen again. But will the moderate Democrats vote for Bernie? I don't know. I just hope that everyone is blue no matter who, and everyone gets out. If Bernie wins the nomination, I will vote for him. I do think he sounds like the aardvark. There's a cartoon, and I don't... But he's like, well, Mr. Ant, I don't know what he says, but we should get Medicare for all. You know, it's there's an aardvark. There's an somebody should write him. I'm sure Fatty knows who I'm talking about. Maybe not because it's a cartoon, but there's this aardvark character
that had a very
I don't know. I don't even know what the accent is. But there's this aardvark cartoon that I used to watch. I believe he was an aardvark. I'm not really sure. But to me, that's what Bernie Sanders sounds like, and it kind of is. I can't get it out of my head when I hear him talk, and so it makes me laugh when I hear him talk. Also, he's incredibly old, and he did say he's not releasing all of his medical records, which one article that I read was kind of, you know, I don't know, associating that with the fact that Trump won't release any of his financial records. And they're like, and now Bernie Sanders basically won't release his full medical records, and he would be the oldest president ever, like, if he won. So I don't know. I know Mayor Pete doesn't have a lot of experience, but I feel like he's very moderate. He's got a really good look, and you know, I mean, he's cute. I'll say it. He's cute. It would be the first LGBT president, and but I don't know if he could beat Donald Trump is the only thing. I mean, there are going to be a lot of people that might have a problem voting for a gay person. And because, you know, Trump could call him, who knows what Trump could call him, a little kid. You know, Trump could make jokes about him needing to have his diaper changed. Who knows, because he's so young. He's only 37. But I don't know. But it's so stressful watching all of this political stuff, you know. And the fact that Trump has been throwing these rallies in the states as the Democratic primaries have been happening. So I believe tonight, you know, there's a New Hampshire primary, and I think Trump is having a rally in New Hampshire at the same time. He had a rally in Iowa at the time of the Iowa. And he fired Vindman, and it's crazy. Anyway, there's your political talk for today. I didn't really have it. So I know we finished Vegas, I believe. Mark and I went to the wedding. We went to a show called Absinthe, and I didn't talk much about it. It was really good. It's in a tent outside of the Caesar's Palace Hotel and Casino. And I think they've left it that way for ambiance, but the setting reminded me of that Halloween Cirque du Soleil that Mark and I went to here locally. The acrobats and stuff like that were better. I mean, they were definitely a better caliber than the one we saw here locally. But it was the same sort of situation where they had acrobatic acts and stuff like that. And then in between they had comedy, and there was like a ringmaster, air quotes, sort of thing, and, you know, whatever. And so the jokes were really crude, though. I mean, there was this girl, she was talking about somebody coming on her and vaginas and dicks being long. I mean, there is nothing that they didn't say as far as, you know, like being very vulgar, as Fatty would say. And in my old age, I think I'm getting more conservative. I'm like, oh my God, don't say that out loud in public. I don't know. But the acrobats were amazing. Like, all of that was super amazing. They didn't have any magic. I don't recall there being any magic, but the acrobats were super good. And one of the guys who was in it had been a contestant on America's Got Talent. So, you know, we love the America's Got Talent folks. They all seem to go to Vegas one way or the other. Even if they don't win, if they make it to, you know, like one of the top spots, they end up getting a show in Vegas or joining Cirque du Soleil or, you know, who knows what. But it was good. We really enjoyed it. But when my aunt asked me, my aunt is very conservative, and this is the one that was staying with my mom. And when she asked me later, you know, what did Mark and I do while we were in Vegas? Did we have a good time and everything? I lied to her and said, oh, we just went to the wedding, and then the reception lasted so long, we just went back to the hotel and hung out. Because I didn't want to tell her the show we went to, because I felt like if she knew anything about it, she'd be like, oh, why did you guys go to such a vulgar show? I'm so used to, when it comes to family, lying, that lies just come out of my mouth. Even though they all know I'm gay and all of that kind of stuff, like, it's just like second nature. And then Mark says to me later, he's like, Boyfie, you know she follows me on Instagram, and I posted photos of Absinthe on Instagram. I was like, oh, crap. But she hasn't said anything about it, so I don't know. Maybe there was nothing. Anyway, so after the show, we went back to the hotel, and we finished packing, and then we went to the airport, and we flew all night and got back here around 8:30 in the morning. So there is finally the end of my Vegas story. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekyga.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.